Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he the sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back,
and it came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach Lane, a rattlesnake, spit straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
Yeah, baby boys. It's a Wednesday. It's a Lewis and Zach show. Mike Figgs filling in. Shout out to Mike Figgs for fucking doing fucking overtime duty this week. Thank you, Figgy Snake.
Just cracked some nootropics. Feeling good.
Yeah, dude.
Testosterone's up.
Shout out to Keto Brains, who's keeping us fucking sharp and focused. And it's a great company overall. We love Keto Brains here.
Thank you,
Lewis and Zach show. How good is the taste?
Delicious. I could taste the coconut, man.
Yeah.
Really tasty.
This isn't even an ad read. This is real.
Oh, it's not an ad read? Oh, it sucks. It's horrible. But I cracked it down because I need the testosterone boost, baby.
So look, we have a great show planned today. Very exciting show. You know him and love him from the Final Stop podcast. Tristan Bowling back on the show. Hell yeah.
What's up,
people love you, dude.
How we doing? Thanks for having me again. Mustacheless.
You look young. You look good.
You look good.
Do I look like a little baby?
You look like a little baby boy.
Aw. Guys,
yeah, you're a handsome guy.
Thank you. That's feel like I should. My girlfriend never seen my facial hair, but it would blame me without facial hair. I FaceTime her, and she's like, "You're actually handsome."
Yeah, wow. You got nice lips.
Yeah, I do.
Your eyes are nice and blue. Oprah shirt.
Retro Oprah shirt. Yeah. $20 on eBay.
I like that. Very cool. And also back on the show, no podcast.
No podcast. Just out here.
That's a wild way to be these days.
I know,
dude. You got light eyes too, man.
Light eyes.
Yeah, your eyes are light. You got pretty eyes. Dude.
You're gonna get keyed out on the green screen.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, dude. Green eyes are just fucking. Yeah. Boris Kykin back on the show.
Did I ever tell you that? Yeah, exactly. Did I ever tell you the K is silent in my last name?
Hiking. Really? It's,
yeah.
Poor guys. Hiking. Called him a kite.
In Williamsburg, you could do the hiking.
Okay. I like hiking.
My teacher's
living in Arizona. A lot of hiking up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of hiking.
That's what I call it when I go to the bank. I'm hiking. Come on, folks. You heard that bleep just now? Guess what? That's because you're watching on YouTube or another platform. You don't have to do that. You guys can subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code LAZ. Get the uncensored ad-free version of the show, pre-release on all shows, plus a bonus show every Friday just for subscribers, and over 1,000 episodes on demand in the on-demand library, all uncensored and ad-free. Go to gasdigital.com. Use that promo code. It's the number one way to support the show. And it's the only network on the planet that does this. There's no other networks. Like, there's no comedy podcast uncensored network that you can fucking watch podcasts on anymore. We're the only ones.
Rumble? Can you do it on Rumble?
You can do it on Rumble, but nobody's fucking watching shit on Rumble. It's a goddamn nightmare.
It's a lot. You put a lot of things before that.
But I do all my vaccine research on Rumble.
Yeah, I mean, Rumble,
that's a bad place to do it, dude.
Rumble's like, we're fucking, it's like me and Andrew Tate.
Yeah,
and fucking
yeah.
It's like Jeffrey Epstein's ghost.
Yeah, you're like, okay, Andrew.
You can watch, like, you got to go through and, like, watch Ants with, like, the Dubai subtitles underneath, and underneath it just be like, dude, we all hate Jews. So,
yeah, they don't bleep kike is the point.
Yeah.
They actually insert it into other places.
We have an incredible show planned today. I'm very excited about today's show. There's a lot of fun stuff to talk about. You know, this is the second show that we're doing today, Figgs.
We're rocking and rolling, man.
Rocking and rolling. The whole crew's in Jamaica. We're coming back from Jamaica today. It's Wednesday, so everyone's coming back.
So right now you guys are in Jamaica while this is happening?
We're coming back. We're on our way back at this point.
Damn. But I'm looking at you. How are you? What?
So we got.
If you just disappeared, I would shit my pants, dude. I'd freak out so hard.
What's the over-under on you banging Shannon? Hard.
It's not up to me. I would actually have sex with Shannon, unprotected.
Nice.
No condom. Shannon,
raw dog.
Yeah, what's the over under here, Shannon? What is I'm gonna be over you? You're gonna be under me? Come on, now. Come on now.
I don't know how over under works.
Neither do I. Mm. Where do you think chances are? Shannon, give me a percentage. Percentage of a chance of us banging on this, or not banging, but having a deep makeout session.
She's thinking.
That's not zero.
Because nothing like there's nothing is a zero chance.
Yeah, there is. My mother coming back from the dead, zero chance.
I don't know. Maybe not.
I've been working on some stuff. Specifically for your mom.
Yeah. Okay, because I still have some gaps to fill.
Yeah, you do. I'll fill those gaps.
With my talent, I'll say a 10% chance.
There's a 10, one out of 10. There's a 10% chance. 10% chance is wild.
I need you to bang her. I need her higher spirits, happier for the thing. As
she
podcast.
Would be happy if I fucking gave it to her.
If they just paid attention to me more, I'd be much happier on the thing as podcasting.
if you paid attention to her more, what was that about? You guys having problems? Is there trouble in paradise?
She comes on to me sometimes, and she knows I'm not about that life. I'm loyal, you know.
Mm-hmm. First of all, me suggesting that Figs come on your podcast was the best thing for that podcast. No offense to Maddie Justice Cause. I love Maddie. He's a good friend. But, I mean, what a difference in fucking just energy and fun.
That's true.
I love Shannon. She's
Shannon, what did you like Maddie better as a host? Is that what you're saying?
No, of course not. Okay. No, of course not. Even though I wish Maddie the best. His birthday just passed.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He has a baby now, too.
Yeah, a little baby. Baby girl.
Pretty wild. She's already bigger than him. She carries him. It's pretty cute.
On the podcast?
We have a fun show. I'm excited about it. You said you got robbed in Jamaica.
Our house got robbed, yeah.
You rented a villa.
We were at a wedding, and we rented a big, nice house, like, almost next to the wedding.
Yeah.
And at night, a bunch of people woke up to people, like, running out the windows, basically, with their phones and some hats and some other shit.
Really?
Yep. In the grill. So not.
Whoa!
I thought you're not on YouTube.
Whoa. What's going on here, Kiken? Take it down a notch.
Easy.
A couple of us kikes were in the grill.
I think they're stealing our hats.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Jamaicans are like, take the frisbees.
Yeah. Oh no!
And they got small windows.
Take out the frisbees. Look, why they got the frisbees made out of wool? Take that one. Boy, you got mad frisbee in the beach. Oh no, they're taking our keepers.
Oh, wait, get back here, African American. I know I treated you horribly when you first came in here.
I knew we shouldn't have come to the grill. Oh, yeah.
I like that a Jamaican is still an African American.
Yeah.
Don't we own this place yet? Yeah. Israel too, vacation homes.
You're supposed to work for me, young man.
Riviera of the Caribbean.
So that's crazy. You were in the night and Jamaicans entered your home.
Yeah.
That's scary.
In general.
Just while you're sleeping.
Yeah,
but there was
no
security at the house?
No, I don't believe so.
When we rent villas, there's a security guard that literally just patrols the whole time through the night.
I honestly, this was like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, so I'm not sure. There might have been someone around like during the day. I don't think so anybody was there at night.
But you need them at night.
Have you ever had security like... Yeah, have they ever found anything? Just be like, Mr. Gomez, don't be afraid.
Mr. Gomez, stop raping your employees.
I think I should stop this. But it is a talent show, so he is good at it. I
Shannon,
won't lie.
Ooh, that's a great idea for the talent show. What if it's me trying to sexually assault you? You have to fight me off. And then
that's
if you don't, I get to take it.
Nice.
That's my talent?
Yeah.
Fighting you off.
Your talent is getting raped by
well, fighting off sexual assault.
Hopefully fighting off sexual assault.
Does she have her old accoutrement? Like, is this a subway situation or is this Gizon?
Accoutrement.
Yeah.
Get accoutrement.
Yeah. Get accoutrement, boy.
They don't pay me enough to stop the guy from raping her.
What do you mean her accoutrement? What would you have? Like pepper spray and a fucking, like one of those spike things?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, has that ever done anything to anyone?
What, the spike thing?
Yeah, is that a self-defense thing?
Yeah, it's like you put it in your thing as and it's like a nail sticking out of your...
Yeah.
I mean, that'll pop your eye, right?
Yeah, so my understanding, what is that called, Shannon? Look this up. It's like you grab it, it's got like a handle, and then it's like a spike that sticks out.
No, that was just how you carry your keys after you get mugged for a month.
Yeah.
After the Jamaican security guards.
No, not that.
Oh, but wait, what a coincidence that it's a Brutus one, and it's a dog, and Justin was just on the last episode.
I mean, you really went for a stretch.
That is stretch.
It's such a coincidence.
It's fucking Wednesday, Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon.
I said last episode. It's one of these things.
Let me see. It's got a spike sticking up out of the middle of it.
This?
No, I thought you were
talking about it's a ring and you press a button and a little needle comes out.
What are you, fucking James Bond?
Yeah, no.
Who the hell is that?
It's a ring, baby.
It's like imagine.
It's my rape ring.
Imagine it's like a bar, like a metal bar. Mm-hmm. It's like the size, like, you know, it's that thick. And then in the center of it, it's like a nail sticking out of it.
It's like an ice pick.
Kind of like an ice pick with a handle, and you fucking gang.
Isn't that an ice pick? Does an ice pick have a handle? I think you're just describing an ice pick.
It's not an ice pick.
A meat cleaver? A meat hook?
What?
It's not a meat hook.
That is.
Oh, there it is.
Yes, closer. It's like that. Exactly. Self-defense spike. But there's usually one, I see. But that's solid right there, Shannon. What if I gave you two of those?
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I give you two of those, Shannon.
Wolverine stuff?
Yes, she kills me.
Your head explodes.
Oh, no. Who's going to appear? Who's going to appear for the villa? We're going to have to steal everything like we did the Jews last month. Stealing, right?
Shannon, what if I gave you a taser? I'd be able to take that taser from Shannon. That would get my dick harder.
Hell yeah.
If you tase me, I'm just like, oh, let's go, dude.
No, I feel like I would end up getting tased somehow in the process.
I think that's a great plan, Shannon. You try to fight off, but we won't say it's me. I'll pour like a fucking ski mask. I'll come out and I'll fucking...
It won't be the talent show. It'd just be a random night.
It's a week after we get back.
Yeah. It's 3 years from now and I've been doing it.
Shannon, I get very aggressive though. I will, because if I'm going to try to rape a bitch... I'm not going to just be like, ooh, let me fucking try to hold her hands down. You gotta,
like most rapists, you know?
You're not a nice raper?
You got to hit her a few times.
Oh.
To really let her know, like, I could really hurt you, so just fucking ease up.
Oh, look at this thing I found.
Let's see.
This is a jogger stun gun.
A jogger stun gun.
Can you put it right on your knuckles?
Ooh, look at that.
And it has spikes.
And it's cock-shaped.
Mm. True.
Spikes. It has spikes and a stun gun. So you can fuck. God damn!
I feel like there's no way that's got enough current to do much.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they probably. I think they're not.
Probably tastes like licking a 9-volt. You know.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna. I don't think it's gonna stop me if I'm that motivated.
Yeah.
You know, Shannon.
You got to be pretty motivated.
Rape!
You got to be pretty motivated to.
She could try.
Imagine the rapist that just gives up at the first. You know.
That's when one thing you have to have about being a rapist is confidence.
You do. You really have to go for it. If you hold back at all, it's going to fucking not end well for you.
No. If you're saying I'm sorry while you're doing sorry.
You should do a master class.
I really should.
A TED Talk?
You're not going to be able to rape Shannon because she's going to have to take out all the rapes of this episode. She's going to be in Jamaica working.
Rape.
Sorry,
Shannon. Shannon's like the final boss of rape victims. After you rape all the others.
You fought your way through my entire army. Just to meet me here, Gomez.
Shannon, look up the top weapons to thwart rape. I guess that's not going to be an actual Google
search. I've been expecting you.
A gun.
You still
well, I mean, no, because we're saying like ones that women will carry. Pepper spray.
Yeah.
Shannon, if you got, let's say, all right, you choose one weapon to fight me off, what would it be? Pepper spray, you're not raping.
You're not. That's bad.
A gun, Shannon. Choose a gun.
Yeah, gun's pretty solid.
No, now you're going to murder somebody? That's crazy. I'm raping. Rape is way worse than murder. Don't be an asshole now. Rape is not as bad as murder.
Yeah. She could shoot you in the leg, you know?
A little slap on the wrist.
No, dude, you shoot center mass. You shoot to kill. Okay.
She could blow your dick off.
She's not a cop. She's a rape victim.
She's blowing my dick off? That's my plan this weekend.
Now we're talking.
Fucking blow it right off me, Shannon.
She got a tongue ring. We found out on the exclusive episode.
What about the No Country for Old Men prod? There you go.
That is gangster.
Yeah. Oh, the little fucking air compressor?
Yeah, that's how you fight off a rapist.
The fucking cylinder. Yeah.
How much you ever lost on a coin toss?
I mean, maybe a nail gun would be kind of fucking badass.
Shannon turns into Benicio del Toro?
Yeah. She gets the little bowl haircut.
Shannon, what are the weapons that you could use? What are like women's self defense weapons?
Crying.
Nunchucks.
I'm looking it up. Most of the things.
Aggression.
What about a stinky puss? Do you think that the rapist will get more turned on?
Shannon, you could wear like the bottom half of a suit of armor. It's a deterrent.
What do you got on the list?
Here's one thing. Most of the stuff on this list that I found are things to like call 911 quickly. But here's one thing.
That's the one I was talking about.
Is that something you insert in yourself?
No.
Is that like the teeth?
Look, that's pretty sick.
A dick trap.
Surprise.
Now you're stuck in here with me.
Yeah.
You think I'm stuck in here with you?
Now you just can't leave.
That is, you gotta walk up to a cop with like pussy bird, like, get him!
But actually, that really exists. Remember a few years ago, I think that was the thing that went viral. Like, it was essentially like teeth that you put in the pussy that go the opposite way.
Yeah.
So when she puts his dick in, once he pulls it out, it just fucking shreds his
dick. It's like the opposite of how you get a
squirrel out of your attic. It's a one. It's a one-way door, and they can't come out except for your dick.
Shannon, look that up. That was a real thing. Maybe it was just some sort of like prototype on some dumb feminist website. It's like, we need to make these.
Yeah,
but it was pretty hardcore parkour.
Yeah, it is. That would be funny. Oh, I got pussy crabbed again. She forgot to take it out.
Well, because I think it was a piece that they put in their pussy, and then when he slides his dick in,
it's like reverse teeth, so it just grabs it. And yeah, then, like, when you push into it, it's
I'm telling you, it's a squirrel. It'll.
Dude, you go in, you're like, all right, well, now I live here. You are mine, I am yours.
Yeah. Also, if you, that's got to feel bad if your dick is too small to not activate the anti-rape thing.
Like, oh, it feels good.
Yeah. Shit.
You have a very spiky walls.
Yeah, dude, this was it right here.
Oh, no.
Rape axe?
Female condom with teeth fights rape.
What?
Like fights crime?
Let me see this thing. Is this a real thing? This exists? You could buy this?
It looks like what's that thing for your period that you get that catches the blood?
Oh,
Diva cup.
Diva cups are disgusting.
Yeah. I've never seen one.
I was with a girl. I was with two different girls that had Diva cups.
But I've done shots, you know?
I was with two girls that had Diva cups.
Mozzarella
sticks. The one girl, I pulled it out of her. She let me take the Diva cup out of her. She took it out of herself and she gave it to me. Dude, it was full of blood. I felt like a vampire. It was like romantic. I was like,
Did you have to do the thing where you get a really full beer? You gotta like,
dude, it spilled on the floor, dude. It spilled. Ew. It was so much blood.
California, 2017.
Shannon
Tannins.
Is that a real thing? Can you buy the anti-rape female condom? Is that a real thing that you could buy?
It looks like what they're showing is a prototype and that they're trying to raise
because if
money.
I had that and I was a woman, I mean, I would be trying to get raped. I'd want to test it out so badly.
Take a shot. Walking through a bad neighborhood.
Also,
we know why she was asking for it.
Yeah.
I almost feel like it's the type of thing that some crazy bitch would put inside of her and then...
Oh, yeah.
Ah, but you forgot to put one in your ass.
You see? You didn't think I was going to fuck you in the ass.
You have to buy three of them? Like,
She's just raping herself with the anti-rape device.
Stephanie hates getting raped, and she really goes out of her way to stop it.
I mean, she caught three rapers.
It would shred your dick. It would slice it down in four different areas, and you'd have like a fucking.
Now you can rape four chicks, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. I have four dicks. Thank you.
Like an echidna.
I found a video on their website.
Please.
Of it working.
Okay.
This is hot.
It's just like my hog. Demonstration. The Rapex
device. Has already been inserted. No guys with this big of dicks have rape.
No.
Yeah. You don't need to rape if you have such a nice hog.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't wearing a condom.
Oh, no. But it attaches itself. As you can see, the device is firmly attached. Ow.
Kind of get turned on a little bit. I don't know why.
Even if you go soft, though?
Yeah.
But hold on, wait a minute.
It falls off.
If it just slides out, can't you just fuck her with that as like a big, thick... toothy condom?
This is worse. It's so broad.
It backfired.
Yeah. It just made his dick bigger.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't... I thought, like, literally, the teeth shred your dick as you pull it out, and you have a fucking... Yeah.
I would hate the rapist equivalent of, I didn't hear the bell moment. Like,
this is some images of after.
Ooh, it pokes holes in it.
I mean, Owen Gray has a wang like that.
How do you fucking... How do you, or so it would put holes in it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. Does your dick
just start shooting jizz?
I was about to say, when you pee, is it like when Tom gets shot and you take a drink of water? And yeah.
That is fucking wild. Oh, shit. There'd be some evil fucking bitch that would just do that and leave it in when she goes to fuck a guy. Just see what it's like. I mean, I'd be so curious to see if it works.
Or some real impractical jokers slipping on one of their buddies while they're sleeping.
That'd be fun. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. Mando is total body deodorant. No longer is deodorant just for your armpits, Figs.
Dude, you gave me some Mando. I put it right up my crotch. I'm so fresh. My lady loves it.
Well, that's why you have a low sperm count. You're not supposed to put it right up your crotch.
Oh, boy. You told me a little too late.
They really have it everywhere, dude. You can use it for your balls, your grundle, your butt, your crack. If you have folds on your body, you can put it on your feet. They have a bunch of different amazing products that will make you smell good way, way longer than your regular deodorant. It is clinically proven to control odor for all day and for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda free, paraben free, and comes in a wide variety of scents that's going to make you feel like you're stepping into a newer, fresher, version of yourself. Here's what you got to do. You got to try out their starter pack, right? It includes a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and two products of your choice like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, which are a lifesaver.
I got them in my bag right now.
I always carry them on me. Every time I travel, I have my deodorant wipes. You get off a plane, if you don't have time, I travel all the time. I go out to do comedy shows. I land a couple hours before the show. Sometimes I don't have time to shower. Little Puerto Rican shower downstairs. Bang, bang. Boom. Bing, bang, boom. Bang, bang. ShopMando.com is the website. Use the promo code LAZ at checkout. You're going to get $5 off your starter pack. That's over 40%. It's already pretty affordable. Try out the starter pack. Save $5. Use that promo code LAZ. That will let them know that we sent you there. ShopMando.com. All right. Let's get back into it. That's pretty good. So, Shannon, what about that? If you get that, so if I get inside.
No, that's crazy. That's your talent. Inside.
Yeah, I'm already inside. Exactly. Then I have that memory.
All right. Now, Lewis, pull it out. And you pull out that fucking dick.
Fyre Festival 2 is coming, guys.
For real?
This is what Billy McFarland says.
They should sell those anti-rape things. There.
Whoever Billy McFarland is.
Seth MacFarlane's brother.
Is
Ja Rule still in the game?
I don't know. Yeah, what do we know about Fyre Festival 2, Shannon? We should go. We should try to get a fucking perform.
Fyre Festival without Ja Rule. Ja Rule's got to redeem himself.
So he's responding here because people are saying that it's a lie that Firefest 2 is going to happen. Apparently, some reporters reached out to some hotels, some villas, hotels, and yachts that were supposed to be a part of this, and they said no, that they're not a part of it. And so he came out, and he has this video here. I don't know if you want to watch some of it.
Because it's the name is valuable enough. Like, it was such a meme.
Yeah.
And I know it's just all, like, but no publicity is bad. It really isn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is...
It's like that guy bringing Enron back as, like, a big joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the name of the guy who robbed your villa.
Enron?
Enron. It was Ron. You called him Enron.
Enron was so nice when we checked in.
Yeah, that's what the last thing he heard was like, all right, Enron.
Why did he say his name before he ran on?
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's see.
Everybody, I have a really important Fyre update. Last week, I did an interview in the Today Show, and since then, the story has been shared, retold, twisted, and covered by journalists from all over the world. I figured it would be best to hear directly from me what's actually happening. First, Fyre 2 is real.
It's second, hot.
We have incredible partners.
Just a caveman
Fire's
brain.
Just so you know, I have the burn to prove it.
Yeah. Just caveman brain. Just be like, I have a Fyre update. Fyre hot. Fyre good.
You may have heard the conspiracy that Fyre is fake.
Yeah. Here, I make.
Fyre cook.
Yeah.
They're in charge of all the logistics, productions, and operations.
Right. Lewis, like you have to put money on your thing.
What'd you say?
It's 2:00. You have to put money on your thing.
Oh shit! All right, let me put money on my thing. Are you gonna make an edit, or are we just doing this, Shannon?
Let's just do it. I'll keep playing.
Okay.
This includes an incredible production team in Mexico who does not f around. There is no way they would ever do a fake festival.
It's the cartel.
Three. Have accommodations. Naturally, this was a huge point of emphasis given the issues surrounding Fyre 1. Our accommodations include contracts, the number of villas, yachts, and hotels.
He kind of looks like
this
Matt
also
Marin
includes
without
two
long
hotels
hair.
Who were contacted by the media.
I could see it
in
a little
response,
bit.
In response, gave misleading statements saying they never heard of Fyre and they aren't working with us. After hearing this, I asked my team to terminate those contracts and to focus on the hotels and other partners who are eager to work with and support Fyre. 4. We have talent. Artists, athletes, and other performers are on board.
As you just terminate contracts.
Wait, what athletes? Athletes are performing?
Yeah. You get to throw a ball.
Yeah.
With a J.J. Watt. You get one cut.
Guys, we got Mark Cremet. Wayne Cremet, sorry.
5. Restitution is being paid. Since being released 30 months ago, I've made 40 payments to restitution. I've also made it my mission.
He went to jail over this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does he get money?
How long did he go to jail for, Shannon?
I have to double check.
He has the female condom in his mouth. Also, I had to get one of these condoms for jail.
Yeah. Joe really took a number on me.
Yeah.
Also, he has this weird, like, a cadence of speech where he sounds like he's speaking in front of, like, a press conference.
Yeah.
And, like, getting applause. He's like, Fyre 2 is coming back.
Well, somebody who also lists things with the numbers when they're just walking and talking is a crazy person. He has no like charisma and just doesn't know how to actually talk. You don't need to say number five.
Yeah.
Just talk. Fuckface.
He spent 4 years in jail.
4 years in jail.
Not, nobody died.
You can go to jail?
Yeah, that's...
What? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Abort mission this weekend. Abort.
But also, he literally didn't learn his lesson. Like, send him back to jail. Why is he doing this?
Go ahead.
More than legally required. Part of this has been giving a large percentage of Fire to his budget and profits directly to restitution. Sticks. My partners and I have remained in communication with local and state government to ensure full compliance and a successful event that benefits the local economy, shares the beauty of the Mexican Caribbean with the world, and helps make right for all of the wrongs.
It's going to be Devin, Mexico.
Yeah.
Fire 2 is moving forward, and we are moving forward with full integrity. From now on, updates will come directly from me. I look forward to continuing to work with my great partners to bring the vision of Fire to life and to help make right for all the wrongs.
What, Shannon, what did he actually go to jail for? What was the charge? Fraud?
Hold on a second.
I'd love to know. The name...
It was wire fraud.
Wire fraud.
Mm. Worse than regular fraud.
Yeah.
Because of the wire.
Yeah.
It's like that Chase thing. So it must have been a lot of money for 4 years.
4 years is fucking crazy.
Must have been a couple hundred thousand.
$26 million.
$26 million.
$26 million.
Yeah, a couple hundred thousand. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That video makes no sense. How is he terminating contracts because someone said they weren't involved? Like,
yeah.
Does he have something in his contract that says he can terminate the contract?
You have to say you know me.
Right.
Yeah, this guy, he's...
Don't deny we're friends.
Yeah.
This guy is a complete fraud.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Fire Festival.
I was just about to say, who the fuck... says I can't wait to go to Firefest.
And like what yeah. artist is like I want my name involved with this again.
This guy. I would perform at Fire Festival. Shannon, can we get me in touch with what's his name?
It's actually just Skankfest under a new name.
Billy McFadden.
You kind of run a Fire Festival, but it's a successful.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Daughtry's headlining on Friday.
I mean, I would
just Rich Voss at Fire Festival.
Rich Voss.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love, dude, I would love to perform a Fire Festival. That would be the greatest fucking achievement
festival,
of my life.
Festival, stupid.
Yeah. Fucking. Sorry, headliner's coming through.
Is there a website? There is a website, right, Shannon?
1 second.
Fire.com.
Yeah. It's not Fire Festival.
It ain't gonna happen. This whole thing.
You don't think it's gonna happen?
It ain't gonna happen.
Also, he didn't pay restitution. He's using this to, like, it's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
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 Pay people back first. Then
I don't.
Fucking,
I don't trust.
Or just get a fucking job, like, dude.
Yeah.
Go get
you're
an electrician's
jail.
License.
Just, yeah,
you
you're,
fuck.
You're free.
Yeah, you got Boris on the case. Boris is really kiking this right now.
Go
oh yeah,
it.
I'll manage his finances and career.
He's like, this is not right. This is not how money works. This is not good.
There is a website.
What is the website?
Let me see. I'm trying to see if you can buy. Oh, here's the ticket prices.
$1,400 being Ignite. That's a general pass. And people complain that fucking Skankfest tickets are $500. It's insane.
Phoenix Artist Access. Create the fire.
You create the... It's Artist Access. Oh, so if you pay $25,000, you get Artist Access. Yeah, there's no... You can't buy Artist Access into Skankfest unless you're a sponsor.
Hmm. How it works. And it, no, nobody is fucking... Like, there's no lineup yet. No one knows who's going to be there.
It's are they surprise. On sale already? Shannon?
It seems like it.
Yeah, I think so.
You can click that and buy it right now.
Does it say anything about the... Here we go.
Buy tickets. Wow.
Soldier.
It would be so funny to
Soldier
buy ticket
Boy.
Sold out? No.
Soldier Boy is going to be there for sure.
Let's see. $1,400 each. General admission.
Yeah,
whoa.
Whoa.
Shannon, will you come to Fire Festival with me? Shannon, please. How fun would that be?
I don't want to be stuck in like a tent or something. Like what happened the first time?
It's May 30th. It's happening. They're saying it's happening. No.
May 30th. They don't have.
They're
the
saying it's happening in 2 months.
Yeah.
Stop it.
He's doing it again.
That's crazy.
He's doing it again. He's a repeat offender. Yeah. Wait a second.
This is the biggest scam ever.
He's just doing
in
it
two
again.
2 months. We have Skankfest happening in November, and I'm freaking out that we don't have enough time to prepare a fucking small comedy festival. He's 2 months. He doesn't have an artist listed.
He doesn't already nobody.
He's got a lot of pots in the fryer, man. He's got to walk around. He's got to make videos. He's got to talk to Mexico. People in Mexico are talking.
He's got to go back to jail.
Those are during my European dates. Fuck. Let's do our plugs real quick, and then we gotta find out who's gonna be at Fyre Festival this year. This is absolutely crazy. I wonder how many tickets have been purchased just by influencers, people that are like, I gotta just fucking see this.
Hell no. I mean, it's just gonna be a bunch of people being like, all right, this sucks. It's what we expected.
It was fucking, it was crazy.
Yeah.
If you, I mean, do you watch the documentary about it? It was fucking nuts.
Yeah, like I remember seeing the videos of the tents and the wind just flying. You're like, my bag! Getting like onion and cheese sandwiches.
But it was like, it was the type of thing where you watch it and it's like a joy to watch because it's people that would go to this festival getting fucked over.
Fucking right. People
like,
in the
yes.
World.
It's like people that
you feel
go
no
to,
sympathy.
Like yeah. People that go to Coachella are just fucking hand jobs. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Right. All the chicks are in just like fucking fishnets yeah. And shit like that. Just being like, I didn't bring shoes for weather.
Dude, I love this. This is fucking, the fact that he's going for it again. You know what, ladies and gentlemen?
Real ass dude of the week.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Shannon, let's do some plugs real quick. Tristan, what are you plugging, my friend?
I have a new podcast, No Longer the Final Stop. It's called Modern Apes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, recorded from the Stand Studios down in
nice.
Union Square. A lot
very
of
cool.
Fun. It's me and my buddy Daniel Bridgegad. And also, I'm at the Stand. A bunch of you want to come see me host. I'm there pretty much every weekend. Also with Piggy Figgies.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, and Tristan is a comedian on Instagram. Follow me there. I'll post more content soon. Yay.
Hell yeah. Boris.
At the Boris K, I'll be at Don't Tell Easton the Friday when this comes out, and at Polkadot's Underground Comedy the Saturday.
Very cool. Figs.
Fuck yeah, Comic Mike Figs. Check out the Thing Is podcast with me and Shannon. Check out Something Went Wrong with Me and Vinny. Fucking go to Twitter at Comic Mike Figs. Check out Fig Talk, free episode. Then join the Patreon at Comic Mike Figs.
Come see me live on the Bring Five Friends Tour. Coming to a city near you. Lots of dates coming up. This is out on Wednesday. So, yeah, tomorrow night we will be at... we're doing live Story Wars at the Dojo of Comedy in Moores Plains, New Jersey. Friday night I'll be in Stamford, Connecticut, New York Comedy Club, Stamford. Next weekend I'm in South Bend, Indiana. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. The weekend after that, St. Catharines, Ontario, London, Ontario, Windsor, Ontario, Burlington, Ontario. Doing a little fucking Canada tour. Then I'm in Philly for my birthday weekend. Nashville, Zanies. We're doing Story Wars and Legion of Skanks Live. A lot of stuff coming up. And I have a European tour. Me and Scott Chaplin are going to Amsterdam, Glasgow, Dublin, Manchester, and London at the end of May, which is going to be a goddamn blast. Get all those tickets at lewisofskanks.com. Get tickets for my special taping on July 12th in Tampa, Florida at Tampa Side Splitters. And get your Skankfest tickets on May 2nd. May 2nd, Skankfest tickets officially go on sale. If you guys want to win VIP all-access passes, that's including the Thursday night kickoff party, the only way to do that is subscribe to my email list, which also gives you a newsletter and a bonus Lewis Journal podcast, just my solo show where I talk shit about life, all the things that are going on in my life, the behind the scenes of the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. That's it. That's it, folks.
Fyre Festival, Danny.
I love it.
Fire.
I would go.
No Ja Rule. It ain't fire without Ja.
That is true. No. Shannon, so there's a, this is happening. I don't know where this is at, but there's a woman who gave birth to a black baby. I guess she didn't ask for a black baby.
No, what she ordered.
And she wasn't black.
What
you're saying.
She gave birth to a black baby. She went to an IVF clinic, which is you and your chick have to do.
Burnt it.
They left the baby in too long.
Yeah, maybe
got a little.
They tried to scrape it like toast.
Yeah.
Don't weird aftertaste on this baby.
Yeah,
I ate too many hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Burnt my baby up.
Yeah, it's like, am I having a stroke? What do I smell?
That's the baby.
That's the baby.
Jonathan, go. You're in the room. I can smell you, bitch.
Shannon, pull up the story. This is pretty wild.
Okay, so this woman finally got pregnant after using the IVS process. After she gave birth to the baby, baby was black. She kept the baby for a few months. And then the other family who donated that sperm, the other family that was trying to have the baby, they found out that she had this baby. The DNA test confirmed that the baby was theirs. And so they sued her and they got the baby.
Well, how did they get the baby?
Wait, so was the egg not theirs either then?
It's well, it was biologically their baby.
On both sides.
I think on both sides it was theirs.
She just literally got someone else's egg implanted.
This is wild.
Hold on. First of all.
You're just an oven? They just pop you in the
oven?
Yeah.
She was like a, what's that word?
Surrogate?
Yeah.
But she wasn't a surrogate, right? She was
unknowingly a surrogate.
She purchased an egg and a sperm, and they had it growing inside of her. And once she gave birth to the baby, the family wanted the baby back.
It sounds like she only purchased a sperm and thought it was her own egg being put back.
Yeah, it sounded like the doctor.
So they switched their eggs up.
So she had
they were brown eggs.
Yeah,
she had a sperm donor.
That bird flu fucking everybody up.
But then IVF, I believe the process is that they like the embryo is like built outside of the body and then put into the person.
Mm-hmm.
So. This was just somebody else's embryo that was put into her.
Just a little oopsie.
Oh, so they fucked up and gave her the wrong embryo.
Yes.
They went to the black shelf.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a little different. I thought that they were Indian giving this baby. They never wanted her to have the baby. They were having their own little fucking test tube baby.
Yeah.
And then they were like, they didn't get pregnant or they lost their baby. And then she gave birth to it. That sucks.
What happened at her egg is the question. The one that should have been
Indian
inserted.
Giving a baby. Something. Funny about that.
There's something funny about
it's it. Just something funny.
I want it back.
Baby comes out.
Do you know what?
Baby comes out. He's, what are we doing?
So, what? Okay, let's take a moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. Simple, fast, small batches. Great website. If you like to smoke cigars, Small Batch Cigar has you covered.
Dude, I was at your house, and when you pulled those out, game changer, man. The party came to life, dude. Everyone was smoking bats in your kitchen, man. It was wild. And all the maggots on your fridge, wild, dude.
Yeah, I said, hey, guys, please take it outside. Please don't smoke cigars in my kitchen. Really, I have a child. But everyone was just doing it because I had so many delicious, amazing cigars.
Small Batch Cigar.
There's free shipping on every order, and every order arrives in almost 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. And they truly have the most thorough packaging in the industry. You order your cigars from Small Batch Cigar, they come in with really tight packaging with Bovita packs with every single order. So your cigar is nice and humid, nice and fresh. You don't get any dry cigars. Check out smallbatchcigar.com. When you go there, use the promo code GAS10. You're going to get 10% off and 5% rewards points. Once again, that's smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? So hold on. Now she's suing the IVF clinic because they fucked up.
Yes.
And she fell in love with this little black baby, or was she like, ew?
No, she fell in love with it.
Sounds like she tried for 4 months and then gave it back.
I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. But she fell in love with the baby.
Them.
It's a they, them baby.
Black and trans.
Black, it's not my baby.
Okay. It's a long video. I don't know if you want to look through a little bit of it, but it's woman speaking out about the lawsuit.
Let's see.
And thank you.
How do
for
they make
this
a black baby?
What the fuck is this?
My name is Adam Wolf, and I'm a partner with the law firm Piper Wolf.
Is this Carl Severance? Kane, are these Conway the Audis talking? Wise,
or Piper Wolf for short.
Sorry, but we're not retiring the baby.
What is Severance?
So you ever saw Severance?
No.
Apple Plus.
Great show.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Pretty solid.
On behalf of Christina Murray against Coastal Fertility Specialists for mixing up her embryo during implantation.
I was in Jamaica in April. And
so you could say that they scrambled her embryo?
Resulting in her carrying and giving birth to another couple's biological.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what this is. It just came up.
This baby's over medium.
In a moment, you'll hear from Christina. But first, I'd like to provide some background information about the lawsuit. Christina went to Coastal.
I would rather fucking Billy McFadden give this speech. He's like, one, it was a black baby.
One. And two, they don't F around.
Two, we're talking to people in Mexico.
Now, I learned my lesson.
I have terminated the contract with this IVF clinic.
Yeah.
Four, we got Luis J. Gomez and Rich Voss on the fest.
Five, I want the baby. Give me my baby, 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 baby.
Hell yeah.
What if that was the attorney?
That's just what the defense says. When
we're going with the Chili's defense on this one.
I want my baby, 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 baby.
Judge, I would like my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Sustained.
With barbecue sauce.
With barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
Shannon.
For IVF services to start her family. She actually chose the clinic in part because of its reassuring messages on its website, including, quote,
"We will not give you the wrong baby."
White babies only.
Yeah.
We've only given correct babies to correct families.
Not like those other clinics.
Do you know how much of an asshole you would have seemed like if you went in there like, "You're not going to mix it up, right?" They're like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Yeah. No, this is a medical. Yeah, I'm not giving you the wrong fries. Yeah. This is a child.
It's crazy.
Give her the blank, baby.
Probably she leaves the room. Give her the black.
We scrambly that bitch.
I mean, if you get the black baby,
and I spit in it.
Wouldn't you want to give the baby? Not because it's black, but because it's just not your baby at that point. You'd be like, this is fucked.
Yeah,
of course.
No, I would say I found him.
Also, they couldn't see in the fucking ultrasound.
I don't think you could tell race in an
ultrasound.
Well,
it's ultrasound. Really loud, the baby.
But, the, yeah. But the skull yeah, shape.
It's phone on in a movie.
The baby's on FaceTime with no headphones.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know if we can.
I got this motherfucker.
It's not a phrenology ultrasound.
All right, so there's the baby.
Is the baby watching Power?
A JBL speaker.
Is that Fetty Wap playing from the JBL?
Yeah. We listen to the heartbeat.
The baby has ketchup in his fingernails.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello.
I love those memes.
And just like two white people.
All right, go ahead, Shannon.
No safer place for your embryos, unquote. Christina selected a sperm donor who resembled her. He was white with dirty blonde hair and blue eyes. The next several months for Christina were grueling. They were filled with medical tests. Drugs.
She got a donor with dirty brown skin.
Inoculation, injections, follow-up exams, and blood tests. Christina sometimes had to give herself multiple injections per day.
She's addicted to heroin.
The egg retrieval surgery was painful, but it was for an important end goal.
End goal.
The physically and emotionally demanding process was to allow Christina's retrieved eggs to be used with the donor's sperm to create her embryos. In May 2023, coastal fertility specialists transferred an embryo to Christina. But as Christina later learned, coastal fertility specialists did not actually transfer to Christina one of her embryos.
Whoa.
Instead, the embryo that coastal fertility specialists transferred
was poisoned
to complete strangers who were also customers of coastal fertility.
The sperm donor being the host of Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
Mr. Nick overwhelmed Cannon. With joy and hope when she learned she was pregnant. In December 2023, she delivered a beautiful, healthy baby boy. But she vividly remembers the shock when she saw her baby for the first time.
the doctor called them corn rolls. The baby was bearing corn rolls.
Yeah.
There was a bag of Takis in the baby's right hand. Virginia thought that was the umbilical cord. It was the baby's long schloing.
Yeah. When the baby came out, wood tip cigarette in mouth. Something was wrong.
The baby was holding a $5 foot-long chicken teriyaki.
When the baby came out, and his first words were, "You got $1.50 for the bus." I gave it to him. He went into a bodega and got a Colt 45.
The baby was wearing a jersey from Space Jam.
He was the most intimidating man I've ever seen. But also wearing a Looney Tunes puffer jacket.
The doctor immediately recognized the baby from the Central Park 5.
Dude,
that I'm sorry, do you live in this womb? Yeah. I haven't seen you here.
Sorry, sir, you're going to have to buy something or get out of this hospital.
When on the bright side, the baby gave us all an N-word pass.
Yeah.
When Christina evicted this baby from her vagina,
Kim Kardashian immediately broke into the room when
clad in Jordans, this baby was something different. He said, "You ever get wavy, young son?" and took off his do-rag.
We tried putting the diaper properly, but the baby insisted it sag below its size.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Whereas Christina is a Caucasian woman who chose a sperm donor with a similar appearance, the baby she delivered was African-American.
Damn right he was.
Yeah.
It was clear to Christina that coastal fertility specialist
done fucked up. Yeah. Done fucked up royally.
Someone's getting fired.
Yeah.
They did not come correct.
She had to stand 10 toes down in this situation. Like a real one.
Imaginable error.
Can you imagine later on just being like, have you ever fucked a black guy? It's like, no, I had one inside me for 8 months straight.
Clear. Christina had no issues or concerns with the baby's race, other than the fact that it indicated that she was not biologically related to her child. Instead of excitement or joy.
Other than the fact that
she had violent racist reactions.
She had no problem with the baby, other than the fact it's a disturbance in every movie theater in New York City.
Not because it's black, because it's a baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Besides the fact that her family would no longer speak to her,
yeah,
she had no problem with this situation.
Can you imagine the phone call with her grandfather? Just like, I'm telling you, it was a mix-up. It's like, I told you never. I told you never. You ruined this family.
His stay in the hospital was dominated by confusion and fear.
Was dominated by his good deed.
She was confused. The baby wasn't in the infantry ward. It was at the cookout.
Yeah.
But like any other mother, Christina fell in love with her baby.
Bought him headphones to use on the subway.
She bonded with him. She breastfed him.
She gave him hot sauce.
Yo, Ma, this breast milk, you got some seasoning? Maybe some sugar we can put in this thing?
You ain't got no Danos? Like, I'm on that motherfucker.
You ain't got no goddamn flavor.
Put a little goddamn Danos on the bitch. Yeah.
This shit ain't got no flavor.
You got a lemon pepper?
Miss Peas?
Bitch, come on now. I got it.
There's appointments.
Put on power, mommy. I don't want to watch Miss Rachel.
Put on Big Mama House.
I don't want to watch no goddamn Miss Rachel. Put on power. Chapter 2.
Duggled him throughout the day. He quickly became her best friend, her daily companion, and her source of strength. But life with her baby was full of anxiety.
He became her homie.
Yeah.
Her ghostwriter for her rap album.
Yeah.
Sorry. Every time the doorbell rang, Christina worried it would be someone there to take away her child.
We know you have a black baby in there. Come out with your hands up.
CPS Christina will take a black baby away from anybody.
Yeah.
Your baby fucked my daughter.
Yeah.
It felt that she needed answers. Whose embryo was transferred to her? And where was her embryo that was supposed to be transferred to her? Christina purchased an at-home DNA kit.
A gun.
Christina purchased rope and some wire.
Yeah.
She did not receive the results until late January of 2024. At the same time, Christina wanted coastal fertility specialists to know about her situation for at least a couple of reasons. First, she figured if this had happened to her at Coastal Fertility Specialists, then it could happen to somebody else unless Coastal Fertility changed its procedures.
I mean, where's the black woman with the white baby? Did a black woman have a white baby by mistake?
Yeah.
Oh, he light skinned.
And they were like, we're not telling anybody. Hold on to this. He's paying our retirement.
Our credit score just went up 100 points.
Yeah. You're going to play for the Miami Heat.
We told the Coastal Fertility Service to come correct next time.
Dude, how much money is she going to get? This is crazy.
This is the wildest story I've ever heard.
This is crazy.
And all the money she's going to save from not buying him Jordans his entire life.
Important for the other couple to know what had occurred. In late March 2024, Coastal Fertility told Christina that it likely had transferred another couple's embryo to her. It also informed the other couple that their embryo may have been transferred to Christina, who became pregnant and delivered the baby. A DNA test then confirmed that this is in fact what had occurred. Coastal Fertility had transferred to Christina an embryo that belonged to another couple.
A black couple.
That's wild.
Of people.
That is crazy.
The other couple ultimately took legal action against Christina to obtain custody of Christina's baby.
Wow.
Brutal.
Christina was then advised that she ultimately would lose custody of her baby in family court if she went to trial. So Christina gave up custody of her child to avoid a drawn-out legal battle that would just make the situation harder.
She should have went on the run.
That's wild.
After spending every moment
learn
with
how to
baby,
talk, fuckface.
I see the baby every month.
5 months, every second of his life, Christina has not seen her child ever since.
Not her child.
But does she care? Like, she don't, I mean.
Is that her?
Yeah, yeah, that's her.
Oh, I thought that was just his assistant.
Who's just a retarded assistant?
This white bitch. Like, no, that's her. Look how obsessed she is.
She's,
this
she's the beatboxer.
She's autistic. Yeah.
She's going to drop the beat. Like,
it's bring your daughter to work day.
Oh,
she still lives
at home. Don't mind her.
Yeah, she's nonverbal. Nonverbal, deaf, don't touch her. She will bite you. Very accurate
this
with biting.
This is crazy. I thought she was upset because she had, I mean, she, yeah, she's upset for many reasons.
I mean, honestly,
this is crazy.
It's going to be worth the amount of money she gets in the lawsuit.
They're going to shut down. That fertility clinic is not going to operate.
I mean, the amount of money that she's going to make in this fucking lawsuit, it's just bananas.
Hit the lotto,
fun to fire festival.
They're going to give her bananas. That's what they give the other family.
We want the bananas.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can bananas? You can bananas? I'll take bananas.
I'll eat a banana. Get a potassium.
That poor fucking baby.
Do you want to see more of this?
I mean, that baby will probably have no memory.
Go to the last like 2 minutes of it. Let's see how he ends it. How he wraps it all up.
She's gonna show up one day at this kid's high school. Like, I'm your real mother.
Dude, what if it just the dramatics to it to the end is like, and then he said, I ain't taking no fucking baby, and I said, bitch, I will come over.
Oh, she's talking. I think she's talking.
Bitch, be talking.
I love my little baby Enron.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
Yeah.
He works at a villa. I only sandals.
I felt it was appropriate to name him Demiriquis.
I was gonna name him Daddy, and then and then I saw those lips.
I put two apostrophes in his name just to make him feel.
Originally, I was gonna go with Albert, but
kind of looks like Mr. Bean in this shot.
Yeah,
he does look Mr. Bean.
If he wasn't, could someone come and
rewind?
Him from
rewind. I gotta see her talking. Hold on.
This is incredible.
When did she start talking?
When she ciphered. Right,
go forward. I think she starts talking. Oh, she's thirsty.
Speaker Christina Murray, former patient of Coastal Fertility Specialists. Go ahead, Christina.
My name is Christina Murray, and I live in Savannah, Georgia, and I am a former patient of Coastal Fertility Specialist. The actions of the fertility clinic have come very close to destroying me.
Where's her husband?
Have left irreparable damage to my soul, and
she's not lovable.
Ultimately left me questioning whether I should be a mom or not.
Wait, so she was going to raise a black baby without a father?
Wow, perfect.
Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, she was there. Perfect. She was. She had a sperm donor here, so it's not clear that she has a partner.
Right.
Well, she might, I mean, maybe the guy had issues with his sperm, like figs.
Right,
so your chick's
going
to go take some other dude's sperm.
You got dumb.
No, my chick's eggs are fine. It's my sperm. I got to get my... So I'm fertile.
You got like a brother who could give you sperm?
My brother wants to fuck my girl. That's a whole other story. But
I'll get your girl pregnant.
That's okay.
Dude, I can fuck it. We can all fuck
my sperm.
Dude, we can all fuck your girl, dude.
The doctor has to find the right sperm.
She wants us bad.
Yeah, dude. What if we all fuck?
We all come in a cup, mix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, she drinks it.
Just throw it on her face.
And then we wait. And then we wait.
Put it in the microwave and throw it at her.
This is a really fun episode until Boris wants to fuck my wife.
I'm gonna throw boiling hot cum on your dumb bitch girlfriend.
It's a Saudi Arabian IVF clinic.
Meanwhile, Piggy Piggy's shooting duds.
Shannon, let me know what you've done.
Well, it's been 4 years of this. She's still not pregnant.
A cup of microwave cheese right in her face.
Why aren't you pregnant?
Take another coffee.
Some say it's worse than the London acid attacks.
Yeah, coffee. Here you go.
They call it prison napalm where I come from.
We'll fuck your girl.
All right, there you go. Problem solved. Next story.
So hold on, what are you doing?
They need to take one of my good sperm. So within my sperm, there'll be one guy that's okay.
There's a guy that's in there. They got to find him.
They got to find him.
Pluck him out
and raise him a bit and then throw it in my wife's box.
And you think that one sperm, or they're going to do it all outside of the, or they're going to do it inside of her?
It only takes one sperm.
I got to hope that one sperm does the trick. If not, I have to pay and do it again. So it's like 10 grand a month.
They can't just take out more than one? Couple of guys?
Well, they're going to look at all the sperm and then go, that's the guy right there.
Annoying.
Oh, kind of likable.
Too loud.
Good, mildly less annoying.
This one's it.
Yeah, get him in a lineup.
Eggs
are fine.
Are they doing it outside of her body?
We heard you. Yeah. Her eggs are fine. Yeah.
She's not the problem.
Great eggs.
Besides all the hot cum on her face.
Hurt my feelings. It's just me. So they got to get a good sperm from
and
me.
Then they inject it into her pussy.
And then they put it in her.
How do they put it in?
Or actually,
Shannon, put the sexy music on.
Yeah. So,
how are they injecting it?
Dr. Feels Good comes in.
Yeah.
I actually have no idea what the process is.
You don't know?
I have no idea. I just know that
How expensive is this?
It's like it can be $10,000 to $17,000.
$10,000 to $17,000.
Shot.
IVF.
If you got to go back again,
I have a friend of mine who did it 7 times. On the 7th time, he had the baby.
Seventh time.
He got a punch card though. Yeah. So the 7th.
<That's nice. laughs> It's like a smoothie.
You got a free sandwich.
You get a papaya drink. Yeah.
You get a free baby. It's
rough,
black.
Which is why I keep asking you for $400.
But why? Why? And you've been trying. You've been jizzing in her for years.
We've been trying. We're doing. You know, but here's the thing. I also gotta get my shit together, man. If I started boxing and eating fucking
Why don't you work on your fucking self?
You'd rather pay $17,000.
I keep relapsing.
Furious Boris is. He's like $17,000.
You gotta work out. Yeah. I want the treadmill.
Yeah. I got live swimmers over here. Come
every
on.
Every time I've lost weight, I just fucking relapse and gain double, dude.
I'll sell you a sperm.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'll come work out with
if you
me.
You train me, bro. That would be the most wonderful.
I stop drinking, stop smoking weed, we'll train, lift some heavy fucking weights. It'll all boost your testosterone.
Imagine. I'll look like you if I lost a bunch of weight.
Let's fucking go. Let's do it. Why don't you train?
I would love to.
Eat right. Also, it feels good to eat right.
I love eating.
Right.
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 Wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so I got a lot of shit to do, man. But thankfully, I'm only 27 years old, so everything's okay.
You're 27?
Oh, I'm 35.
I was about to say, you look terrible.
everything should work out, baby boy. I gotta just put a little fucking, you know?
Put a little stank on it.
A little stank on it, cool? Yeah.
Gotta find that good cum left in you.
Yeah, it's there. I mean, the cock works fine, but the
sperm balls
just
are a stagnant pond.
Yeah, I gotta do that 7 day. Well, the last episode, the guy was saying that to go 7 days without jerking. And supposedly your T shoots up. So let's try that. I never made it past 4.
That's what 7 day Adventists are.
I'm talking.
Yeah.
You're a smart guy.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, finish what she's saying, Shannon.
I got to see the black mom. That's.
Yeah, I took that baby.
I like the baby.
Yeah.
As a child, what I wanted to be when I grew up, they were referring to my career. I said a mom. I spent almost 2 years as
There's
a single
no proof.
Woman.
There's no proof
too
she
much.
Said that.
This is too
bitch.
Much. This is a backstory.
Bitch.
Did Karen get me a call? This is unbelievable, Karen. Do you have like a little speaker that just says, thank you so much, sweetheart?
Karen, can I also have
You're
a coffee?
You're a doll. You're a doll.
A little bit of cream in it. A little bit of keto brands in it.
I love her.
Love it.
Trying to get pregnant with the help of physicians. Upon learning I was pregnant, God. I, of course, was elated and all of my dreams were coming true. The moment you give birth and welcome your baby into the world is supposed to be this profound, beautiful, and life-altering experience.
Question:
this was
you find
a waking
a man, though?
Nightmare.
Yeah, also,
no, what's she talking about? Talk about the baby and shit.
There's guy. I mean, she is borderline the palest woman I've ever seen. She looks like porcelain. Like, there's no.
She does look like
you put my baby in a Karen.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, he eating hummus.
He don't like quinoa.
The fuck hummus.
You don't fuck with no guy named quinoa.
That shit look like dirt.
Give him dino nuggets. That's what he fuck with.
Yeah, that's what he fuck with.
All of the emotional and physical pain and sacrifice associated with pregnancy and preparing your entire life to welcome a child are worth it when the baby is placed in your arms, where they should stay forever. My birth story is nothing like what anyone could ever anticipate. It is riddled with shock, confusion, fear.
He doesn't know where to look, this guy.
The birth of my child was supposed to be
He's doing a fucking Mr. Bean comedy act next to
this moment of my life. And honestly, it was. But it was also...
This bitch won't shut up.
It's the opening scene of Wicked. It was green.
Yeah.
Unlimited.
The scariest moment of my life.
Was seen.
The scariest.
The scariest.
Don't rob me!
Oh, I took everything here!
Yeah. How do thugs get in the hospital?
She cut the umbilical cord with that anti-rape.
Yeah, anti-rape spikes.
While my child was born healthy, and he remains the most beautiful human I will ever lay eyes on.
Aww.
It was immediately apparent that something did not go to plan at the fertility
Well, he was spinning
clinic.
A basketball on his finger.
During the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
It was immediately apparent.
Why does the other team keep going up against them? They know they're going to lose every time.
His first words were in living color. What the hell's going on?
All of the love and joy I felt seeing him for the first time was immediately replaced by fear.
Yo, this is what we just
I am afraid of black people.
and having one inside me for so long creeped me out.
He didn't pay rent, obviously.
Yeah.
This have happened. What happened? Was he genetically related to me at all? If he wasn't, could someone come and take him from me? Thoughts no mother should ever have to endure. My child was ultimately taken from me as the clinic had implanted into my womb the embryo from a stranger. I have never felt so violated, and this situation has left me emotionally and physically broken. It has affected every aspect of my life in some way, and words cannot describe the continued destruction that it has on my life. I spent my entire life wanting to be a mom. I loved, nurtured, and
I never wanted to be a mom's.
A mama dukes.
Yo, moms!
Moms! Moms! Yeah. Wah. Give me that bottle, bitch.
I knew he was black when he started crying in rhythm with the heart monitor.
And I would have done literally anything in my power to keep him.
He sold his baby monitor.
Yeah. Just pawning it.
My
Facebook
baby is
Marketplace
not-
guy showing. Yo, we said this one? And he'd be like, yeah, you good. Yeah. You're good. Yeah. Don't miss it.
He doesn't have my blood. He doesn't have my eyes. But he is and will always be my son. To carry a baby, to fall in love with him, to deliver him, to build that uniquely special bond between a mother and a child, all to have them taken away. I'll never be the same woman. I will never fully heal or completely move on.
My family will never talk to me again.
Yeah.
Part of me will always long for my son.
My pussy destroyed.
And look at me. I don't give a good blowjob. I look like I don't give a good. Nah, no one's fucking.
Yeah, this is why nobody would get her pregnant, because she gives bad head.
No.
Yeah.
Kind of person he's becoming. Coastal Fertility Clinic has hurt me in ways that I have yet to discover. And there are literally no words or unit of measure that can describe the damage.
But we're going to say $50 million.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all for, this is all to
of
increase
course.
That money.
Which
amount.
More
yeah.
power to her. They fucked up so badly. That's that's crazy.
And they should probably shut, like the whole point is probably to bankrupt them into shutting.
Yeah, they're going
to,
that's it.
What are the other families in on it?
Shanna, do we know how much she's suing for? Does it say?
It doesn't say in that article. I'm scanning through some.
Like she's got I would reach out to those people. Listen, let me see the baby. I'll give you $2 million. I just got $10 million. Like, yeah.
Well, by the way, you can buy that baby back
you
from that black family.
Yeah. You're like, wait, hold on. What?
How much now?
I got $48 million and my black baby.
Well, they're probably suing too.
Yeah,
but they sued her. Oh, they sued
for
her
custody.
For custody. Yeah.
Well, they didn't sue her. They just said you're going to lose this in court. Yeah. You're not going to be able to keep this baby. Which I kind of get.
Yeah, no, they should probably.
How would you feel if you know that she's going to get $10 million and you just got the baby?
I just got a black baby? Oh, I got the shit end of the stick.
We split the money and we cut the baby in half.
Dude, I mean, like, the amount
right,
of
I
time.
The baby,
that's a rough Price is Right episode.
I'm going to give you the baby Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You'll take the baby Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
We named him Solomon.
This dude, 17 years from now, when that kid's getting in trouble, dad walking to the guard being like,
$48
million? $48 million?
$75,000.
Wait, what?
What?
$75,000.
She's suing for $75,000? Yeah. No.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's just pays for the treatments, basically.
That literally pays
that's
for the treatments.
That's your buddy's cum treatments.
100%.
You know what it is? I read it.
Oh, yes.
It's very difficult to sue for, like, I mean, in this case, it feels like she should, but it's more difficult than people realize to sue for, like, emotional. Like, unless you have a price tag on all these things,
this
you have to have, like,
is,
this feels like a shoo-in for
it. This is a $10 million lawsuit minimum.
Yeah.
She needs a better lawyer than Mr. Bean. They need to get fucking Boris Kaikin on the case.
I'm on it. Unlicensed, but Jewish.
I mean, that's crazy. $75,000? Just give it to her.
Yeah.
You're going to sue. They're like, all right, yeah, you know what? Take 100.
Yeah, that's wild. I'm surprised that lawyer is like wasting his time.
I paid that much for my Audi. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's how much the secretary makes a year at the Coastal Clinic.
Yeah.
Also, like 75. I mean, like,
that's only three times what I pay Shannon.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like a fucking brick falls off at Disneyland. You're good for life, dude.
You're good for life.
Yeah, good for life. Yeah.
Unlimited.
Sound like you're Sebastian.
Aerosol for what? Only $10,000.
You're saying $75,000.
The baby's black. You're telling me this whole thing.
If Sebastian was her lawyer.
Yeah.
This whole thing is over.
Black her, baby?
The music, the bass that was coming out of her vagina for 9 months, bass all day. She needs $10 million.
Yeah. Do you know what her pregnancy cravings were?
You know, I can't. My father had to go to Arby's at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Bitch would not. What flavor is blue? She said, I'm craving blue.
My cabinets were filled with Country Time lemonade. You know how much
I like fresh squeeze.
You know how much in bulk that cost at BJ's?
You know, I was a Costco member.
I had to go to Sam's Club.
$75,000 is crazy. She needs to sue for way more.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's nuts, dude.
That's crazy. That doesn't pay for legal fees.
Yeah.
$1 million minimum.
Jetta. That gets you one Jetta.
This is after
one Jetta.
A $10 million lawsuit.
Yeah.
Minimum.
No, the goal should be to bankrupt the fertility clinic.
It's just, I mean, she was, it's not even like, no, she was in like extreme, yeah. Like, first
she was
all,
raped.
They say that the second most painful thing a human being can experience is raising a black, childbirth. It's childbirth.
And that's the episode, guys. Subscribe to YoKratom.com.
It's the first thing is being burned alive, the second is childbirth.
Without an epidural.
Yeah.
I get burned alive with an epidural. That's how.
That's pretty sick, dude.
Dude, a big needle.
There's a moment where being burned alive, you do feel like you're a badass. You're like, I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, flame on.
Prison Zach or back.
Free Palestine.
Dude, I've always wondered this. If you're freezing to death at like the top of a mountain and stuff like that, if you light yourself on fire, is there a moment where it's just like, nice.
Nice.
And then like, too hot.
Yeah. There is 2 seconds of complete relief. You're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But they also
take off your jacket.
Like, at one point, you stop feeling the pain, right? Like your body goes into shock.
Yeah, it burns off all your nerve cells.
Yeah. So that you're just fucking feeling like a badass.
What if you sue the company, but they don't have $10 million? So what if they, what, like, for example, they're like,
they give you someone else's black baby.
I believe they would go bankrupt.
They have insurance. Yeah, if they're a company, they would have insurance.
They have insurance, but the insurance only covers them to a certain amount. They would go bankrupt, and you would just probably never get the rest of it. It's a company. It's a corporation, so it counts as its own thing.
Whoa, that's crazy. Because the kid is fucked. The black family's fucked. Everybody's fucked. They could all sue this place.
Well, you know, they got the black family has their baby back.
Yeah,
the mom didn't have to go through childbirth and had somebody else do all that.
And the baby
work.
Was raised by white people for the most formative months of its life. This baby's going to fucking do wonderful things.
Yeah. Like, sure. first five months with a baby, that's tough. Yeah. All right? Yeah,
got that white titty milk.
He's got good white titty milk.
Just grows up, loves white women.
He doesn't know why.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Travis Scott is good, but Sabrina Carpenter, come on now.
Come on, man.
Come on now, play.
Come on, man. I love Jack White.
I just want to read a book.
I got to suck on that white titty.
Yeah.
Hypnotized.
I want to watch Severance.
Let's see. Let's do one more of these stories before we get out of here.
That was fantastic.
Fun show. Fun show so far, guys.
Silly.
Very funny. Very silly.
A brutal story.
Brutal.
Brutal.
Crazy. Brutus.
Brutal.
Dude, your wrestling name would be so sick.
Brutal Boris.
Yeah.
Brutal Boris.
Brutal the Boris Beefcake.
Brutus. That's pretty good.
Let's see. Stepdad claims he couldn't have sexually abused a teen because his genitals are too small. I love this.
Come on.
I mean,
we could just send the show right there.
Yeah.
Shannon, how is that a defense?
So this guy tried to throw a bunch of stuff at the wall, kind of. But this 19-year-old girl came forward.
Toy.
She said that her stepdad, who's 44, was abusing her for the past 4 years.
Toy?
Not toy.
Also, her mother...
2 years is toy.
Her mother also took part in it.
Depends on the state.
Toy it again. Hold on.
Wait.
We're back to toy.
Bringing it back.
Are you just reading my Reddit feed? Reddit to me.
So he claimed that he's too...
There you go, Jorge. Wow. Great job.
Shannon, slow the story down a little bit. Make it a little sexier. Do it in a sexy voice.
Go emphasize genitals for me.
So he said it was impossible for him to sexually abuse his teenage stepdaughter because he's, quote, too fat and his genitals are too tiny. Also claimed he was secretly gay, meaning he'd be disinterested in his stepdaughter.
Is this guy co-hosting Last, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I love his defense. I'm a fat gay retard, I'm sorry.
This is the guy.
I mean, I kind of believe it.
Look at him.
Damn. I can't molest nobody. My ding-dong don't work.
I couldn't even line up my goatee properly.
And you know what? I'm gay.
And I'm gay.
Yeah. And I'm gay.
By the way.
Imagine seeing that
dick
guy.
Dick small and I'm gay. Case on, closed. Man. Let me out.
Yeah.
Let me out.
I'm a small dick gay guy.
Come on. I just want to watch Yellowstone in peace. Come on.
So that's his whole defense. But he's in jail right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So he got convicted. Also, his wife got convicted, who was the girl's biological mother. And this is the woman.
Oh, but what did she convicted of? What did she do?
Aggravated incest.
Aggravated incest. Yeah, she would also not
a casual.
They're creeps.
Incest.
They both look like creeps.
Yeah, aggravated incest is nuts.
Yeah, it's aggravating.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really fucking. I hate when you molest me.
I don't want to fuck you, but
it's
you're 2
a.m.
I just fell asleep. Oh,
fine. You're my sister and I'll fuck you.
All right.
I'm going to have a real attitude about it, though.
He was sentenced to 80 years to life, and she was sentenced to 4 years to life.
First of all, and this bitch can only get $75,000? Yeah. This guy got 80 years in fucking jail?
For having a small dick?
A little bit.
Fat with a little dick every time?
I'll say, look, it's obviously wrong to molest your daughter. 80 years, a little bit overkill. I mean, what are we doing here?
Your Honor, he showed me his cock, and it's a piece. So,
if he lied about it,
yeah.
Take his youth.
I mean, you know, obviously, like, it's terrible. Do not molest your stepdaughter. That is a great porn category.
Yeah.
I have gotten into stepdaughter.
So bad.
I have. Lately. Stepdaughter porn?
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Well. You know,
I don't have a stepdaughter, so
you really follow the narrative.
Could.
Yeah.
You could.
I could.
Yeah, you could potentially.
I gotta find some bitch with a hot daughter.
That's pretty cool, dude. do the old Woody Harrelson or who was that? Woody Allen thing.
Yeah.
But
she was Asian though, so that makes sense. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
And she wasn't a stepdaughter, right? She was an adopted daughter.
Well, he did step on her. Yeah.
I guess step and adopted, and like you said,
as a stepped on daughter, dude.
Who called the cops in this situation? The kid?
The girl. The girl came forward.
And she, yeah,
at 19 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it said that the wife or the mother, that she played an instrumental role in preserving evidence.
Played the banjo.
That she was.
She swallowed the evidence.
Watching my biological daughter get fucked. You got to lift up his stomach to get a small pee-pee, baby. We know that.
Come on, you're pushing it, baby.
Doing this for a long time, all right? Here for a good time and a long time, all right? Yeah, just imagine her sitting on a barrel. Overall,
TV dinners are almost ready, baby. Come on now.
All right, we're done. This is fun. This is my last show before Jamaica. Very excited. I worked. I came. I saw. I'm going bowling tonight. I'm having some Cuban food. Then I'm leaving at 6 in the morning. I'm very excited, guys.
Lock your windows.
You guys are the best. Thank you guys for watching Lewis and Zach. Zach will be back on Friday. Thank you, Figs, for filling in this whole week. You're the fucking man. We love Mike Figs.
Thank you, baby.
You guys are the shit. Support Boris and Tristan and everything that they do. And we will be back on Friday with another Lewis and Zach. Good night.
Send Zach back when they making noise.